start your day at Torah Manchester, Yud Dalet, Shvat Toshim Pei Dalet, Reb Israel Kaplan.
Good morning, everyone. When they asked me for the title of the shiur, so I was going to talk about any damages when you damage someone's item, how much you have to pay, all the different cases, and he said it needs to be a shorter title, so I picked one example of... So pick one example of when you... What? Connections.
We'll put that right there. Right, carry on.
So pick one example of when you dent someone's car, then how much you have to pay. It's quite a common example. I thought it would be a good topic to write on the paper. Meanwhile, since the sign's gone up, I've had so many people come to me with their cases and their stories, what's happened to them, how they've dented cars, people have dented their cars. So the share's a bit evolved, and I think we'll only have time to talk about this particular case and not other cases of damages. So first, the example, someone borrows a car and he therefore only has third-party insurance and he's not insured for the car he's driving, and he's driving and he wasn't looking, and he crashes into a wall, he dents the car. So the car was worth £10,000, now it's got a little dent, so it hasn't gone down much in value, but the person says, look, I want to go and fix it. To fix it, I want to go to the proper bodywork garage, someone that will do it properly. It will cost £1,000 to replace this thing. You can't pull out the dent, you have to replace the whole piece. It's an expensive job. The question is, how much do you have to pay? Do you have to pay the difference in value, the price of fixing it? Where do you fix it? Do you fix it in a proper shop? Can you go to the main garage or back street garage? What's the halacha? So before we start, first, just a quick recap of when you are liable, when you are chayav to pay for the damages. So in general, whenever someone does something, be a dayan, he does something directly, he's responsible, then the rule is odom uod la'olam. A person is always liable for what he does, and therefore, even if it's by mistake, it wasn't specially, didn't specially crash the car, he'll always be chayav, unless it's completely an onus gomer, it's completely beyond his control, which the exact gedarim of that, the exact when that applies, it's unclear, but in most cases though, he is chayav unless it's completely not under his control. That's when he does direct damage. When it's indirect, when it's either grom, then we have two things. We have groma and gamri. They're both types of indirect damage. You don't actually crash the car, but you cause someone to crash, or because of what you did, someone else had to swerve out the way and crash. And these cases have different halachas. Gamri is a bit more direct. Again, the exact differences between them needs another whole share, but basically the rule is gamri, you are chayav to pay, and groma, you're only chayav b'dei shemayim, which means that it's not just a holy thing to do, it's actual chiyuv on you to pay, you're obligated to pay, it's just that Beis Din won't charge you, you'll have to do it on your own accord. But the big difference is that if it's only groma and garmi, and it's not direct damage, you're not chayav if it's by mistake, you're not chayav b'shoigeg. So before you start, whenever such a case comes up, you first have to work out if you're liable, you have to work out was it direct damage. If it was, if you directly caused it, then you're most probably liable unless it was completely not under your control, and if it was indirect, you have to work out if it was by mistake, if it was specially, and what exactly get it. Also, by cars, you also have to know sometimes you have two cars crashing into each other, you have to know who's at fault. If they both have damage, it depends who was driving fast, who was driving illegally, and that. But once we've established who is liable, then the question is, who has to pay? One more comment is that if most times there's insurance, and the Poskim or Paskin that you can claim from the other person's insurance. Even if he says, no, I'll pay you cash, I don't want to claim off my insurance, I'll put on my premiums. He doesn't have a right to say that. Even if you'll get from the insurance more than you'll deserve up here, locha, you've got a right to claim from his insurance. There's different explanations why. It's because Dina de Machusa, that's the rule, or because everyone that drives with this in mind, that they'll claim from insurance if something happens to them, and the friends can claim from insurance if they do something to them. So we're not talking about a case with insurance. There's many cases that you don't go to insurance either. You agree not to, or, as I said, if you borrow a car and you only have third-party insurance, or for whatever other reason there's no insurance, then you're going to have to pay. And the question is, how much do you pay? How much do you evaluate the hezek? So start with the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Pei Zayin. It's one of the shortest simonim of Chesh Mishpat, even though it's a complicated subject. He says, how much do you pay if you damage something? He says, Harisha Horak Behemas Chavera, if you kill your friend's animal, a Shava Kelev, or you break an item of his, then Shaman Kamahusa Behemas Shava, the Kamanavila Shava, you work out how much the animal was worth before you killed it, and how much the dead animal is worth now. And Mashalim Av Chaslin Nizak Imanavila, you pay the difference in value to the person you damage, and you give him back the dead animal. This comes from the Gemara, that the rule is, firstly, we learn from a pasuk that, let's say, take the case of an animal, if you kill someone's animal, then you work out the difference. It was worth £500, then and now the nevela, the dead animal, is worth £100. You give the person that you damaged, he takes his nevela back, he has to deal with it, he has to sell it and get his recover, £100 from the nevela. And the difference in value that you cause damage, the £400, that's what you have to pay, and that's it. You don't have to buy him a new animal, you don't have to keep the nevela, you're just paying the difference in value of before you damaged it to after you damaged it. And therefore, in a case, let's say we take an example, if you have someone has a phone that was worth £500 new, but now it's a year or two old, it's now retails for £400, and you break it, and now it's only worth £100 for spare parts. So because till now he had something worth £400, and now he has the spare parts which are worth £100, you only have to pay him £300. You don't have to buy him a new phone, you don't have to pay him £500, you have to pay him £300. Why? Why is this? Because with that £300 now, he could go and get himself back to the exact state he was in beforehand. Until now he had a £400 phone in his pocket. Now he'll take the £300 you paid him, plus the £100 he'll get from selling the spare parts, and with £400 he'll be able to buy the identical thing that he had. What? Yeah, but the tircha, that's where we learn out of the pasuk, that the tircha is on the nizak. Even, in the case of mazik, then we learn the tircha is on the nizak, we learn out of a pasuk that, and you just have to pay the money that could get him to that state. And even if he will now go and buy a new phone, he can't find a second-hand phone, he'll buy a new phone and he'll spend an extra £100, you haven't made him lose out, because yes, he spent £100 out of pocket, but he also has now £100 more value in his pocket, because he has a more valuable phone. Before he damaged it, he had a £400 phone. Now he has a brand new phone. So either way, you haven't made him lose out. You've replenished his loss.
He was quite happy with the £400 phone. And now he's got a new phone. He has to spend £100 more.
So that's the halacha. In that case, he could try finding the second-hand one. At the end of the day, the halacha is you only have to replenish what you damaged, the loss and value that he had. You don't have to pay for the bother or the fact that now he's got a new one or it's harder. But end of the day, since you've replenished all his monetary loss, that's what we pass, and that's how much you're chayav by mazik.
Between stage, you have to pay for the higher car between.
Oh, so that's another whole shiur. There's Robert Fleischman from Herzl has a whole long tshuva explaining why sometimes you might have to, like, by shevis of an animal, but it's another topic. But the problem is by a car that. Very often the case, let's say the case, he has a car that's worth £10,000, it wasn't a new car, it was an old car, it had one or two dents already. Now you've given it a big dent, and the difference in value is minute. It doesn't go down so much because it has another dent on the other side, it just matches the first side, but end of the day he wants to fix it. To fix it, such a dent will cost a few £100, cost £1,000, but the difference in value of the car is only £100, £200 maybe, and he wants to know, can you claim more than the difference in value? So for this, we have, firstly, there's a shach. The shach on the Shulchan Aruch says straight away, he says that if this is only talking about something that can't be fixed. A dead animal can't be fixed, but if it's something that can be fixed, you've got a chiyuv to fix it. And this comes from a raivad. The raivad says that if you dig a hole in your friend's field, your friend's garden, and you've damaged his garden, now he can't use it, it's got a big hole in it, then you don't pay him the difference in value of his garden of with a hole and without a hole, but rather what you have to do is fill up that hole. That's your chiyuv. So the shach paskens like this, and he says that therefore as well here, whenever there's something that can be fixed, your chiyuv is to fix it, not to pay him the money of the difference in value. But the problem with this is that we don't paskenite this. Most Rishonim argue. They say, no, the chiyav of mazik we learn our psukim is not to fix it. The chiyav is to pay the difference in value, to pay for your damage, and not to fix it. And therefore, it seemingly won't help us in our case, because since we don't paskenite it, you'll only be able to charge him the difference in value and not to fix it. But we have here a chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Says a chiddush that the poskim do go with, and although on first sound it sounds very similar to the Ravid, it's very important to realize there's a big difference between them, and that to understand then the halachas and the different cases is based on the difference between them. The Chazon Ish says it can't be this. You have someone, he's talking about a case of a house, you smash a window of a house. He says, how much did the house go down in value because it has a smashed window? He said, nothing. He says, how can it be that you're not chayav to pay anything if he smashes window? You've caused him a loss, he's going to have to get someone in to fix the window, it's going to cost him £300. How can it be that you're not liable for any damages? Says the Chazon Ish, the Gemara is only talking about a case of an animal that it was killed, it's not fixable, or a kli, an item that's completely smashed. When it comes to something that is umid lasapin, the normal rule, the normal minig is that when such a thing happens to you, you fix it. You don't sell it and buy a new one. Buy an animal if a person's animal dies. He doesn't want a dead animal. That's not what he deals in. He needs the animal, the cow, for the milk. What he'll do is sell it and buy a new one. So what the fact that you killed his animal, it's going to cost him such and such. Whereas when you smash a window of a house, no one sells the house to buy a new one. What they do is fix it. And since what they do is fix it, the value of your damage is the cost to fix it. Now, although this sounds very similar to the Ravid, the difference is that according to the Ravid, the chiyav is to fix it. You have a job now to go and fix it. Either some people hold you actually physically have to fix it, or you have to pay someone to fix it, but your job is to get it right. Now, the Chazon Ish says, no, your job isn't to get it right. The person doesn't have to fix it. The point is to pay for the damage you caused. The question is just how to evaluate the damage you caused, the way you evaluate the damage you caused in something that can be fixed, is the cost of fixing it. So he says, to bring out the difference, he says two nafguminas. He says, firstly, if you were damaged, let's say, the car, and at the time that you damaged it, it will cost £100 to fix. But by the time you get round to a Bez Din, you fight, thingy, half a year later, the prices of spare parts have gone up, that you need a new chip, and it's gone up in value, it now costs £500 to fix. So he says, according to the Ravid, you'll have to pay now £500, because your job is to get his car fixed. That's your chiyav. Whatever it takes to get his car fixed, that's what you have to pay. Whereas, he says, according to what I'm saying, you only have to pay the original cost, because you don't have a job. Your job isn't to fix the car, your job is to pay for the damage. And at the time of the damage, it costed £100 to fix. So that means your damage is worth £100. Therefore, even though now it costs more to fix, you would only have to pay the £100 that it originally cost to fix. Another nafkamina, he says, is when it wouldn't be, if it's fixable, but that's not the norm to do. Let's see, take a case of a car. If you write off a car, it was worth £2,000, and now to fix it will cost £3,000. He says, according to the Ravid, you'll still have to pay £3,000, because since it's possible to fix, you've got a job to fix it. Whereas, he says, according to what I'm saying, he says, nope, it's only what's normal to do. Only if it's normal to fix it, then the way you evaluate the hezek is the cost of fixing it. Whereas when it's not the normal thing to fix, it's not financially viable, it doesn't make sense to fix, no one will do such a thing, then your chiyav is to pay the difference in value and not the cost of fixing.
Does that make a difference when the mazik actually agrees to pay? I go to him directly because it's £200, and the mazik's not agreed to pay me, I'm not doing it. 3 months later, he agrees, and it's gone up to £500. But
yeah.
At the time, doesn't he have to agree? Yes. If he says, yes, I'm agreeing to pay the £200,
even if
I don't do it, it's my problem.
Right, no, but even the Chazon Ish says, even if he fights about it and argues about it, but he can't be more, maybe he's goyim more of a hefsed, meaning the fact that he schlepped with going to bed and he didn't agree to pay it caused the other person, but this is not part of his mazik. What he damaged, he caused £100 of damage. That's what you chayav because of damage. Right, so it could be maybe midin shemayim, you called a goyim, you called that, you indirectly caused them more loss by not going to bed then, but that won't be the chiyav of mazik. The chiyav of mazik is only when you do something but you die and you actually physically break something. So what you physically broke was £100 worth of damage. The fact that now, because you schlepped and you caused them loss and you caused them aggravation, that it might be, it's not the correct thing to do, and it could be maybe you are liable on a certain sense of the shemayim because you've caused them extra thing, but it won't go into your original damage. Same if you owe someone money and you spend... If you owe someone money and you don't pay in time and therefore it causes them other loss, or because the change and the money's changed, it could be it's wrong to do and you're Chem din shemayim, but you're not going to become chayav more because it's now costing him more. That's how it works. The chiyav of a hezek always goes b'shas of the damage and nothing more. It can't be added on. That's what we're asking. So based on this, most poskim do go with this Chazon Ish and say la'alocha, we could charge a person for the price of fixing. But because, as we said, they're very different than the Ravid here, he holds it's just a way of evaluating the Hezek. So therefore, we could now work out different cases and see the halacha. So firstly, the person doesn't actually have to go and fix it. The same way that if you smash someone's phone and you now owe him £400, he doesn't have to take the £400 and buy a new phone. Even if he'll decide he doesn't need a phone anymore, he's spending the £400 on something else. It doesn't matter. That's not your business. Your business is to pay him for the cost, the damage you cause, and how much the damage is worth. What he does with that money is irrelevant. So too here with the car. Since it's not that you have a chiyuv to fix the car, it's just the way we evaluate how much the damage was is the cost of fixing the car. So you now pay him the £1,000 it costs to get out of this dent. He could take that £1,000 and do whatever he wants with it. He doesn't actually have to go and fix the dent, because that was never your job to fix the dent. The job was to pay for the difference in value, or pay for the cost of fixing it.
If you go to the garage and they've got another dent in the car, and say, since you're here for this dent, we'll fix it together.
Oh, so we're going to talk about that soon. Yeah, so now there's a few cases that we'll talk about with based on the same thing. But the main thing is, if you understand that the chiyav is to pay for the whatever's normal to do to fix such a damage, and that is the value of your damage. So first you go to two extremes. If you have an old banger with dents and scratches everywhere and you knock into it slightly, and if you look very carefully you can see a new scratch. So such a thing is not the normal. First of all, it doesn't put down the value of the car at all, and neither is it the normal thing to fix. No one will go and fix a scratch on a very dented and old car, and therefore in such a case you will not be chayv to pay anything. Well, again, it's also to be mazik and you have men to be careful, and it says dingy, it's wrong to cause damage, but you haven't caused a difference in value, and it's not a normal thing to fix, and therefore you haven't caused them any loss. So there's nothing to evaluate. If there's any slight difference in value, or a person will fix it a drop, that's the normal thing, you'll still be liable. But if there's no difference in value, and no one will fix such a thing, then no, you haven't caused them any loss of money. On the other extreme, if you write off the car, then since the normal thing there is not to fix it, but rather to pay the difference in value, you'll pay the difference in value.
You say, I want to fix it.
In what case?
No,
see, again, you don't, it's not, that's what we're saying, it's not dependent on this person personally, what he will do and why he will do it. It depends on what's the minute. The way we evaluate Hezek is depends on what's the normal thing to do in such a situation. It's not based on this person's personal approach to it. Right, so it depends if it's a normal. Sometimes, especially in today's environment, he bought a good car and he knows it's a good car, and even though it's very expensive to fix, it makes sense that a person will spend, even though 10 years ago a person wouldn't have spent so much to fix a car or just buy a new one, but since second-hand cars now are very expensive, hard to get a good second-hand car, and therefore he would spend, even though it sounds excessive, this amount to fix it. If that's what's normal, then you would be chayav, because whatever, it's based on whatever's normal. The same way when you work out what something's worth, you work out with the street value, you don't work out with what this person will pay for it, you work out what the general value. So too, when you're fixing something that's broken, you pay what's normal to pay to fix such a thing.
What's the body of the car you damage so old that you can't get spare parts?
So what would be the normal thing to do in such a case?
That's what I'm
asking you. Yeah, so in such a case when it's something that's not drivable and there's no way of getting a spare part, then it would be written off. The normal thing to do in such a case would be to sell the car, sell it for parts and buy a new car. So then it's become a case of, then you would have to pay the difference in value if it's not fixable. For whatever reason, it doesn't have to be because it's too much damage. It could just be a small amount of damage, but it happens to be that it's a very vital part and it's impossible to get. Then it's also now not called Omer Lesakin. It's not fixable. It all depends what the normal thing would to do if it would. So another point is that, let's say the person turns around and says, right, I've got a dent here, I want you to pay £500 it cost me to fix the dent. He turns around, he says, what do you mean? You've got a dent on the other side that you caused last week and you never fixed it. So why does that have to be that I have to pay? So again, it's not a time, as we said, it's not dependent on this person, it's what's normal. So you'll say, the reason why I didn't fix the dent, I don't have £500 in my pocket. Struggling this month, it's cost of living, I don't have the spare £500. Well, I do, but I need to spend it on school fees. I've got food to buy. That's why I didn't fix it. But really, I'd love to fix the dent. It's not what a thing. I didn't have the money to pay for it. So again, the mazik then would be chayav to pay the £500 since he caused the dent. And the normal thing is when you have such a dent to pay to fix it. Therefore, he'll have to pay the £500 that the damage is costing. That's considered the value of his damage. And again, the person doesn't have to use the £500 to fix the dent. Now that he's got the £500, he'd go and take it and do something else with it.
If the mazik has a garage which is £200 and I have a garage with £500.
Oh, so that's the next case. Right, so now the question is which garage you go to. Almost if there's different garages. So here as well, the Poskim Seira, Mendel Shofran writes about it, that it also depends on the same way the Chazon Ish says to work out the value of the damage, you go with the normal thing. If the normal thing is to fix it, you go with the cost of fixing it. He says also within fixing it, you go with the normal. So he says, you see, Mendel Shofran writes, it'll depend which car. If you have a brand new car, very nice car, in pristine condition and it has a dent, the normal thing will be to go to a high-end garage and get it fixed properly, completely, to make it perfect that you can't see the dent. And even though the Mazik will say, nah, it's not necessary, it's not so important in life, you don't have to fix it, it doesn't matter. If that's the normal thing when you have a new car to get it fixed perfectly, then you'll be able to charge that. Whereas if it's an old car that's already got dents and other problems with it, then he won't be able to demand and say, I want to go to a high-end garage and get it fixed perfectly, because in such a case, that won't be the normal thing. Now, if there's differences in between garages, then it will depend. That will have to go to Rav. If why the extra the other garage is more expensive is because they'll do a better job and it's normal to rely on them, then you could go there. If it's just because of the name, you hit a Toyota, he wants to go to a Toyota garage, and there's no reason why you should go there. They're just more expensive and they're not even better, then you don't have a right to demand that, because that's not what it costs to fix the car. It's just for you want to go to Toyota. That's not a good enough reason. But if it makes sense for the car to fix it in that way, then you'll have to pay that. Another case which is common is that you have, let's say, an old car and it's already had you broke the bumper. The person crashed into it, you smashed the bumper. So you have to get a new bumper. The person charges £500, it's £300 for the part and £200 for labour. And you have to be very careful. If the bumper already had scratches or dents and it wasn't in perfect condition, he doesn't have to pay the full £500. Because as we said, the chiv is to, whatever's normal to fix, to get him back to what he had beforehand. So if he's going to walk out of here with a nicer car, with a better bumper than he started with, then you're giving him, and you're paying that full value, then you're paying him to get more than he had originally. So in such a case, you'll have to work out what the labour was, and then what the cost of a bumper equivalent to what you broke costs. So the garage will say, I charge £200 for labour and £300 for a brand new bumper. You'll say, wait a minute, how much would you have charged if I would have asked you to not put on a brand new bumper, to put on one with a few scratches and a few dents already? So if I'd say that only costs £100, you will only have to pay the labour plus the £100. You don't have to pay for a brand new bumper, because you only have to ever pay to get him to what he had beforehand, not more than that. One more case, that what happens if the mazik turns around and he says, you know what, I'll fix it myself. You want it fixed, that's what you say, I'll get it fixed. I've got a garage, I've got a friend that's got a garage, he'll get it fixed. You don't worry, don't charge me money. I'll bring it back to you as good as new. So does he have a right to say this? Or can the nizik say, no, first of all, I don't want to go to your garage, and also I want the money. I don't care for the dent. I want to charge you, and I want to take the money and use it for other things. I don't care if you fix the dent. I don't want you to fix the dent. So the Chazon Ish says, so too here, you can't force him to get it fixed, because your chiv is a certain amount of money based on how much damage you caused. And however much money that is, that's how much you owe him. You can't just go and fix his car for him. So it's the same way that if you owe someone money, you can't go, even though you could pay him with money and with other items, you can't say, you know what, instead of paying you back, I'm going to fix your kitchen for you. And the reason for this is because even though we paskin shava kesef as kesef, you can always give items instead of money, but that's only because you could use that item and then sell it and get the money. So if I owe someone £100 because I broke something of his, I could give him any item worth £100, and with that item, he could sell it and he'll have the £100. Whereas if I go and fix his kitchen, fix his car for him, you can't now get £100 out of that, and therefore I can never just go and fix something as a way of paying off a debt. So says the Chazon Ish, here, since it's a debt of money, it's based on the fact that it costs £100 to fix, but that's not machiav. Machiav is never to fix it. It's just that's how we evaluate what my debt is. And since now my debt is £100, I have to actually give the £100. But in this case, we do have more achronim, the shach, that the, besides the shach, the nesivas and the tumim, both g'dayli achronim that we usually pass, can I say that even though we disagree with the shach and say one never has a chiyuv to fix it, one never is obligated to fix a damaged item, but they both say that the person has the right to say he's going to fix it. And this is because they say, even though usually when you evaluate hezek, of course you do with the money, but they say if you would go and fix the item, then it's considered that you never damaged it. It's a whole different category. It's not that you were chayev to fix it and you fixed it, and therefore that's a way of paying off the damages. It's just a way of being masalik the hezek. You say, I damaged you, you know what, I'll make it, don't look for 10 minutes, and I'll make it that I never damaged you. I'm going to fix it, and it'll come out that I never damaged you, and therefore you can't charge me for anything. There's never, they say, if you actually go and fix it, it comes out that you were never liable any money. Because, for a certain amount of time, the car had a dent, but since now you managed to make it that the dent has disappeared, that's a way of being a salik, the hezek, and in that case, you can do that. And the Rambam Shafran and others say that since in this case it's not just the shach, it's many achronim that hold this, so this person would be able to claim this. He would be able to say that he would fix it, but this is only if he would fix it properly and it's trustworthy and there's no risk of other things he's going to put dodgy parts in and it'll break. If he's actually going to fix it properly, then he can say, I'll fix it, and that way it'll come out that I never damaged you. So as a recap, that in general, by mazik, when you damage an item, then you pay the difference in value, the difference in the street value of from before you broke it until after you broke it. You give back the person who damaged the parts, and you pay just the difference in value, and with that, he could get back, you've replenished his loss, because he could take that and get back to his previous state. Whereas we're saying that, according to the Chazon Ish, in cases where the normal thing will not be to replace the item, but rather the normal thing will be to fix the item, then your chiyav is to pay a monetary value of the loss, and the loss here is, the damage caused is what it costs to fix it. And it's not based on a personal thing, it's based on whatever's normal. So whatever's normal in this scenario to fix, however much it will cost, the normal way of fixing it, the normal cost of fixing it, to get back to how he was before you damaged him, then you're liable to pay for that. Unless one exception to that is if the mazik insists on fixing it personally himself and making it as if the damage never happened, he has a right to claim that.